אנחנו לומדים ממאמר השלום בכתבי בעל הסולם עמוד 4.
We're reading the peace, page 266. You can ask questions live on Cap TV and selected questions will be asked during the lesson. בעל הסולם, the peace, page 266, starting with the words, thus you have.
So we saw here the necessity to practice caution with the laws of nature, that we need to treat the laws of nature as to treat nature as law. There's no way to twist it, and when a person asks and prays, by that he is changing his vessel, his desire, and that's why his attitude towards reality changes, but not that the external reality changes. The external reality is nature, the unchanging nature. I, the Lord, change not. Havaya, change not. The upper light is in absolute rest without any changes. And all the changes are only with respect to men. According to the changes in men, and with respect to men, there are changes. Yes, a person can ask and receive various influences, seemingly different ones. But again, the light doesn't change. It is in absolute rest. The desire changes. How can you change the desire? If you can't change the light, are you master of your desire? So yes, it's one of many desires you are connected to. And so by connecting to them each time in different ways, by that you can invite the influence of the upper light on you in a different way. Although this light is constant and existing and without any change. But because you have the ability to connect each time with those desires that are in contact with you, the 10, the group, and by that you are changing the influence of the constant light on you, and then its influence changes according to how you changed your desire by connecting it with the desires of others, and you advance. So our work is not by in praying for a desire, but by first of all preparing ourselves for the changing of our desire, and by that the desire from above changes. This is the meaning of praying. This is the meaning of giving a prayer, turning to the Creator, to the upper force, to nature. This is what he's telling us. That therefore to see nature as nature, still nature, or seeing the Creator as the constant, absolute, existing Creator is the same. And Elohim in Gematria is Teva, the nature. And here a person needs to understand that the opinion of Torah is opposite the opinion of landlords. And if we don't change the relationships between us, we have nothing by which to change the light that influences us. It is constant and existing. Except there are in the broken vessels various changes in the intermingling between them, inside, within the constant light. These vessels constantly change and change and change, as we see through the microscope, let's say, how the cells are constantly moving or in various forms of life. And when they change because they are broken and opposite the light, and the light is constant, and they begin to arrange themselves with respect to it, then by that, it appears to them that the light is influencing them each time differently. It truly does influence them differently, but they themselves awaken its varied influence on them. And that's why we have to understand that all of our work is only in the changing of the connection between us each time, preferably in the right direction, the good direction, but in all directions, whatever they may be. If we change, or if we change instinctively, whether we change instinctively or we change purposefully, intentionally with our work, doesn't matter. Of course, we feel this process is the changing influence of the light on us. That's why here we have to understand the foundation, the basis of our work. Is that clear? Clear.
No, Tishal.
No, ask.
Thank you. Sometimes they speak about the Creator as the law of nature, something without feelings, and sometimes the Creator is as if he's someone.
Right.
Can you explain it?
No, you can't explain it. There are several ways to explain this. This is how they explain it.
Sometimes a Kabbalist feels this way and sometimes that way.
Yep. As we read, and this is all regarding the person himself, there's the perception of there's none else besides him, that everything's done by the Creator, and that he is one, and that he is the only one that does and does everything to the benefit of man 100%, and therefore we can't say that there's any kind of change on his part, and all of the changes are with regards to the person himself. So what's up to the person, how he responds to it? There was the shattering. After the shattering, the upper light, the Creator's attitude to bring everything to connection works on the broken parts. In the broken parts, there is the still vegetative animate in the speaking, different kinds of parts. The entire kli of Adam HaRishon was entirely broken. Now, with the help of this light, we're starting to these vessels are starting to move toward connection. We see how greater and greater chunks are discovered in the universe, how people become more and more connected into bigger and bigger objects, well, chunks. We see how it's all arranged, but it's all arranged in such a way that doesn't demand any kind of interference on part of man, any kind of awakening on his part. Those kelim that are in free choice, there you need man's work. You need his participation. Let's put it this way. Wherever Adam HaRishon, the system, has erred in its and his intention in order to bestow, there he has to perform a correction on his intention for it to be in order to bestow. Now, otherwise there'll be no correction. The upper light, it can correct all the parts of the still, the vegetative, the animate, but the human degree, the speaking degree, where a person has to become like the Creator, the upper light, it can't make the correction itself. It puts pressure on the different parts, bring them to suffering. And then they feel that they can't get rid of the suffering. They have to do something about themselves. And this is how they reach the recognition of evil. And through the recognition of evil, they already reach the recognition of good. Due to different reasons or circumstances, that on the one hand, the wisdom of Kabbalah is becoming revealed through Adam and after him, all the rest of the Kabbalists. On the other hand, through science, on the other hand, through religion, by different such influences, gradually, mankind acquires the knowledge about itself, of what is it supposed to do with itself. The method of correction is only in a small part of reality. in that part that feels the shattering, especially within themselves, and therefore they are directing themselves at the correction of the shattering. Therefore, they're called Yashar Kel, Israel, meaning those aim straight at the Creator. And the other parts don't feel the shattering. They feel no need to correct it. They don't feel any importance in the intention. But for them, what's important is the deed, the action. It's also a part of Israel, but it's they belong to the nations of the world within Israel. That they're about, I'll do everything I'm demanded to do with my hands, with my legs. And this is simply how a person feels, that he can contribute to a situation. And then they also feel no inclination toward connection, but only inclination toward external work called religion. Religions. And only those that feel the deficiency from the shattering that's really revealed to them as a big mistake in the intention of in order to bestow, which Adam had during the shattering, they're drawn to correction because this chisaron becomes revealed in them.
No.
So why can't they explain to us what it means to ask, what it means to connect?
They explain everything. That you don't know, don't say that it's because of them. They explain everything. On their part, I don't see any problem in their explanation.
They're explaining what it means to ask?
Yeah. Because once you ask the request, and I talked about this dozens of times, if not more, that a request is called a prayer, tefillah in Hebrew. Do you know what it means? It means leit palil, which means to judge oneself. Judge oneself. Who am I? What am I? What do I want? And so on. This is called to pray. That's it. Now it's clear?
I'm trying to understand.
I'm willing to explain these things, but if it's really a problem. But here, what did we learn if so? There are actions of reception in the will to receive that the Creator has created, that nature has created. And this will to receive can receive, in addition to its will to receive, A, it can limit itself, restrict itself, and open itself only to those actions with the intention in order to bestow. To open the box, take a bit more of the will to receive, and perform a correction upon it of in order to bestow. And this is how it can gradually correct itself. The will to receive doesn't change. It only adds the intention in order to bestow. How does it do it? Because in its preparation, it has received the intention in order to receive. And from that, now that the upper light influences it, it sees how opposite to the upper light it really is. Or in other words, it sees how unsuccessful here it is in this world in building a family, society, children, education, promise even normal life for himself. He can't. Why? Because he has reached a state where he lacks the intention. And then he learns, how can he correct his intention in order to make his life better? Sure, that in his at his essence, what works in him is the will to receive. That this is what propels him. And each and every step he takes is from within the will to receive in order to receive. But afterwards, he awakens and does the math. What? I want to remain in order to receive. I don't want to be Shimon from the market. I want to be Rabbi Shimon. And this is how he gradually wakes up from each and every state. Oh, I want to kill my friends, the friends that I'm studying with. No, we're studying the wisdom of Kabbalah. We're supposed to love each other and so on. But it all begins with the shattering. Any scrutiny begins with the shattering. And therefore, there's nothing to be impressed with. Every time, the more we ascend, the lower we go. The lower we go, the higher we ascend, and so on.
Thus, you have a scientific imperial basis that His providence has commanded us to keep with all our might, the mitzvah of bestow upon others in utter precision, in such a way that no member from among us would work any less than the measure required to secure the happiness of society and its success.
Why? Because we're parts of the complete kli, and it is impossible that we will not achieve wholeness and perfection in the whole and perfect kli, because otherwise the upper light will work on us and will give us a terrible feeling of suffering and problems. And all in all, what does it disclose? It shows us that we're not in equivalence of form with it, and the feeling of being in disparity of form with the upper light arouses a feeling of sorrow in us, pain, to the point where it's better to die than keep living this way. And therefore, the shattering is a very good beginning for the correction, meaning that every time that it becomes revealed in us, it forces us to it pushes us toward correction, toward connection. And the entire goal is only to once again reunite in one kli, and we'll have no choice, we'll have to connect.
And as long as we are idle performing it to the fullest, nature will not stop punishing us and take its revenge.
And it doesn't matter whether it's nature that as if is mindless and emotionless and this how it acts, or you can say the Creator who has a mind, who has feelings, who regrets things and is happy about them, like we relate our different feelings and thoughts to Him. This way, I know that this is how I work in my car too. I ascribe different emotions of my own to it. I project my emotions onto it, or to animals, plants. This is how a person works with everything. Otherwise, he can't connect to something. If I connect with something, then whether I want it or not, subconsciously, I relate to that object my attributes, and this is how I'm with it, in mutual connection. Otherwise, I can't. And therefore, this where our attitude toward the upper force comes from. If I have emotions, so to say, I have thoughts, so to say, I'm happy, I get mad, I'm calm. Accordingly, what I feel from Him, He feels from me. But it's all trickery. There's no truth about it. But only I'm like facing a mirror, thinking about the upper force exactly according to who and what I am. And really, the upper light is in complete rest.
Yeah. And besides the blows we suffer today, we must also consider the drawn sword for the future. The right conclusion must be drawn, that nature will ultimately defeat us, and we will all be compelled to join hands in following its mitzvot with all the measure required of us.
Questions?
What's new about this explanation that a person has to be concerned to the success of society? Supposedly today too, everybody can say that he's concerned about the success of society and its wealth. Everyone who has even a small role in society, by this, he's concerned about its success. So what's the innovation that Baal HaSulam is demanding us according to the laws of nature?
that we have to learn from the wisdom of Kabbalah in a complete and the most complete way what the plan of creation is, the purpose of creation is, how do we realize this process, how do we reach its end, and how can we become integrated in it in such a way that we'll go through all of these steps in a good, nice, and convenient way. In other words, how do we all the time have good relations with the upper force? It's called giving the Creator contentment. You're giving him contentment. What can you add? Meaning, what are you going to give him? Nothing. But this is how we put it in our words.
For example, a taxi driver all day takes people from one place to the other. He's concerned about the success of society. What's he lacking according to the plan of creation?
Only the intention. If his deed is a good deed, only the intention. It even says so, that whether you like it or not, you're doing everything that the upper force forces you to. Because it works on you in such a way that you have no choice on all levels, still vegetative, animate speaking, on all these degrees you do what he wants. In this, you're not sentenced to punishment or reward. The punishment and reward, it's only regarding your emotional and intellectual participation that you activate in order to identify with the process. Then you're called Am Hashem, the people of God.
That same taxi driver feels he's doing it from the bottom of his heart. He's helping people.
Sure, because he's forced to do so from above. When he steals, it also comes from above, and then there's no point in judging him.
So when the wisdom of Kabbalah comes to explain to that taxi driver, you need to be concerned about society and its wealth, and he says, I'm doing it. And then Kabbalah tells him, you have to do it from the bottom of your heart. And he says, I do it from the bottom of my heart. I pay taxes.
I hear all the parliament members talking about it. You don't have to give me an example with a taxi driver. I see it on the news all the time, these examples. What do you mean? Sure.
So what does Kabbalah tell him in response? What is he still lacking according to the plan?
Plan. To know what is it demanded to do. Everyone has to know what is he demanded to do and to do it willingly.
But he's doing it.
No.
But he reads Bala Sulam. He reads the success of society and their wealth according to the explanation of Bala Sulam. What is he lacking? What is his intention? He has to add that same taxi driver, not a student of Kabbalah.
He has to add the intention to do everything to the benefit of others. That's it. Very simple. To the benefit of others. What he does now, he does it unknowingly. Each and every part of creation, whether it's a dog or a fly or something that harms or doesn't, does its role in creation. No dispute about it, and there's no calculation regarding whoever that is, for better or for worse. But that's not the purpose. And therefore, there's no calculation here, but it's not the purpose. The purpose is to bring all the people in the world to a degree where they will understand and acknowledge creation, because in that they add the intention. Only the intention in order to bestow on their part, this is what they have to add. Throughout the entire process, from beginning to end, it's only in order to add the intention to the action. Because with the action itself, there's no problem. Everyone does whatever the upper light wants, just as they're doing now. Everyone's righteous. Everyone. Go to the craftsman who made me.
Let's say today I'm going to go in that taxi with that taxi driver. Do I have to tell him according to Kabbalah?
Here you're talking about dissemination. I don't know.
I asked what Kabbalah tells a person.
That he has to have the intention.
Every person.
Yes, because what broke in Adam HaRishon was the intention. And we want to correct the intention. To restore the intention of in order to bestow. So is it possible to explain it in simple emotional words?
He needs to participate in all his work for society in order to know how he can truly bestow good to society. And maybe his deeds will change too, but the deed, we're not really speaking about it. Because the deed, it'll change to the extent that he will correct his intention.
But the explanation has to be clear, because at the moment the explanation is...
I don't know. Well, what do you want from me? We have to learn how to do it, how to reach that taxi driver, and how to... So the question is, does that taxi, is he willing to listen, or is he still living his life and doesn't need anything? If he doesn't need anything, he's a piece of a will to receive that is satisfied. He has everything. So we won't hear you anyway. He'll say, get out of my taxi. That's it. He won't want to listen to any, he won't want to hear anything from you. You need to come to a person who is a bit suffering. And thank God we're in a time where we see a serious decaying in everything. That was never like this. Why? Because until now, humanity wasn't round, circular, wasn't connected, it wasn't all included and dependent on one another. Today, it is. That's why today there's nowhere to run to, there's nothing to do. We have to destroy our this worst type egoistic of connection between people, between countries, between societies, and build it differently. And to destroy, it's not to really destroy, but to gradually exchange it gradually.
But he's suffering.
Everybody's suffering.
So what can I tell him? Do I have something to tell him?
The question is, as much as your method can stand next to his suffering. They say that suffering is when I want to take 10 shekel out of my pocket, I put my hand in and take 20 shekel out. That's suffering too. Wherever my desire isn't according to the result. Even if I thought in the morning, maybe on the way to work I'll find 100 shekel. That'll be good. And I found 500. Is there a... Do we have a bill of 500? No? What do we have? 200. Well, at least 200. So that's called a punishment. Because I wanted 100 and I got 2. Now I have a problem. For example, I knew what I'm going to do with 100 shekel, with 200. I don't know what to do anymore. You understand? So, I go have a beer, I buy a box of cigarettes, maybe I'll harm myself with those extra 100 shekel. I'm already not in balance with that upper force. Briefly, suffering has a lot of, how do I say it, types. Yeah.
So, the intention, it's not for everyone, or it is for everyone?
Whoever it awakens in. That's why it all depends on dissemination.
What awakens?
Whoever that the point of intention wakes up in, called the spark. Whoever it awakens in. Whoever it doesn't, it doesn't. where do you find it? Even if you take the nation of Israel, that entirely came from people that ran to Israel and said, take us away from here. We can't live in this Babylon. We can't stand it. And this Nimrod, we can't stand him. Take us away from here as much as you can. So each one suffered in his own manner. But there were some that suffered that they couldn't unite with the upper force. There were those who wanted to understand why everything's happening, and there were those that just felt bad. Maybe there were some that owed people money and ran away with Abraham in order to not pay their debts. All kinds of things. And then there's a filtering on the way. Oh, so here, look how many people come here. And then there's the filtering. This is even before we enter spirituality. Afterwards, there's an even more serious filtering. And also now, you're going to be checked soon. Either to accept all kinds of psychological methods or supposedly spiritual, or the method of the wisdom of Kabbalah. You see how he explains it in a way that he really wants to put nails in your head. That's it. Because otherwise, you'll run after the light. Oh, here, the light's shining. I'm going to run there. So, we have all kinds. You think Abraham, when he put that group together, everything went easy?
No. So, when we come and explain to the public, we don't talk about the intention.
No, intention is already spiritual work. You explain something else. You say, in our sorrow, we see, according to the way nature is developing, that nature is demanding people to have a correct connection between them, a nice interconnection between them. But our ego won't let us connect correctly, only to exploit each other. The system we have to build has to be a system of mutual support and not competition. We see what a system of competition brings us to. So what do? How do we build a system, a nice mutual supporting, that every human lives in a nice and convenient way? He has everything he needs for his life and is also concerned that the others have it, because then society is balanced and everybody feels good in the ideal, beautiful way. Everybody understands it. Everybody feels it. Bring it. I can bring it. You need to build it on your own. How? According to the problems that will be revealed in the public, you'll be able to explain it. Not more than that. Read the article, Et Lasot. Only according to the trouble that's revealed, you can tell them, let's do this a bit more, a bit more. You're not speaking to them about in order to bestow above reason, but in order to bestow corporeally, simply for now. Because people, then the action itself starts filtering them out and bring those layers that you can see that they, and you teach them. You even teach them the structure of reality with the world, with the soul, everything, as we learn. Just as we're here, just as we are on all continents, but you'll see gradually how a part of them will go back to their regular life until the blows will bring them back to this work. But each one gets his level of participation. That's it.
Ken.
Yes.
A question's asking, a friend's asking, should our dissemination direct mankind toward bestowal, or do they have to put pressure on Israel in order for them to unite?
Both. They need to unite, and it has to be clear that they can't unite on their own unless those called Yeshalkel, it's not only Israel anymore, let's say South America. So in every country, they have one of their groups that can teach and supposedly be as a representative, a presenter for that nation. Yeah? And they need to prepare themselves for it. Let's hope we'll advance in this way. New York.
New York.
Okay, New York don't want to. Moscow.
You started the explanation with that there's only bestowal on all levels, still vegetative, animate, and everything, it's only bestowal, and the evil is only a kind of disparity of form with it. We're talking about a lot, we talk a lot about the different corruptions that are outside of us in the world and so on. Why don't we just focus on that inner point where you said that this is what we have to do, actually?
I don't really get your question. Can you just ask? Just the question.
You said that on all levels in nature, there's only bestowal, and the only thing corrupted is our perception of it.
So,
the question is, why are we talking about what's outside of us, that there's something corrupted outside of us, if it's all only inside of us?
All the forms of nature, still vegetative, animate, they all suffer. You can ask, why are they suffering? They can't or perform the right intention. Because of the lack of the correct intention on the upper degree, everybody's suffering. He writes about that. The still vegetative, animate, and also the still vegetative inanimate in man, all those degrees suffer because of the lack of the intention on the speaking level in man. Well, you have something about this, right?
In the introduction to the Book of Zohar, item 8, he says that there's no point in asking about anything besides man himself, because man is the center of creation, and the rest of the created beings, in and of themselves, have no value but to the extent to which they serve man in order to bring him to his wholeness and perfection. Therefore, they ascend and descend with him without any calculation of their own. I want to tell about something very special that's going to happen here today in Los Angeles tomorrow. There's a dissemination action. There's an introductory lecture and a lecture about Hanukkah, but it's for the Iranian Jewish community in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
Our friend Arselan is organizing it. Our entire group is organizing it. 40 people register. They'll have light candles, have a meal, something very nice and pleasant. And we'd like to support the awakening Iranian Kli. Where on the previous Congress they were with us.
Way to go! Good job.
Ken Leor.
Yes, Leo.
I want to invite the friends to the Yeshivat Chavarim today. Can I?
What do I have to do with it?
Just asking permission to do it. So today we're going to have a very, very, very special Yeshivat Chavarim. What's special about it is that the organizers, organizing all the content and everything, it's the content team of the virtual congress. It's a very special team of friends that get together every day after the lesson at the expense of their own sleep, overcoming the different obstacles of language, opinion, and so on. And I'm really excited to talk about this. I'm part of this team. And this team is really absorbed with very, very special and qualitative exertion of the friends from all over the world. So I'd like to simply invite all the friends, prepare yourselves for this yeshiva so that we can get the best of it. Thank you very much, everyone.
Very good. I'm sorry I have to cancel the lesson with the women from North America, because today we have the candle lighting and more events here, so that's why it was postponed to a different date. So I apologize to the women of North America. We will have it, let's say, Sunday, well, not in 2 weeks, because that's a congress, so maybe after that, maybe in 3 weeks. Well, what can you do? Yes. And for now, let's end.
Announcement: the World Yeshivat Chavarim 6:45. We're inviting all of our friends from the world Klee to get together and be on the World Yeshivat Chavarim. Have a good day and a good night. And the Kabbalah Lam College is happy to invite you all to an introductory lecture that will take place all over Israel. For further details, call us.
Toda ve'yom tov.
Come on, people, gather round
above this time and space.
Come on, people, gather round,
let's find a higher place.
Come on, people, gather round,
the circle awaits.
Come on, people, gather round,
put a smile on your face. Clear your senses, free your mind, your heart will keep the beat. Let's all sing together, so get up on your feet. Completing the circle,
come my way.
Completing the circle,
unite and play.
Completing the circle, let the love shine night and day. Completing the circle,
come my way.
Completing the circle,
unite and play.
Completing the circle, let the love.
Gather round
above this time and space.
Come on, people, gather round,
let's find a higher place.
Come on, people, gather round,
the circle awaits.
Come on, people, gather round,
put a smile on your face. Clear your senses, free your mind, your heart will keep the beat. Let's all sing together, so get up on your feet. Completing the circle,
come my way.
Completing the circle,
unite and play.
Completing the circle.